Hey, greetings. This is Jim at don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hey, I want to bring you another topic of discernment today. My title, Christ and Comedians. Yeah, it's hard to believe, but I find myself writing a blog post and a teaching about Christ and comedians. Why? Well, basically because evangelical man-made religion continues to stoop lower and lower, excuse me, as it falls into error, sin, and apostasy. Now, the reason for my title is it's become popular to bring in vile men called Christian comedians to entertain the so-called people of God in their pews. Yeah, believe it or not, I was surprised to learn this sometime back. There are men who travel around, make their living going to so-called godly places, and they use foolishness and swill to make people laugh about silly things at religious places in exchange for money. Huh. One such man who's very famous for this, and I'm not really going to name him, but he came across my radar recently. So I decided to just look at a few of his videos to make sure I had heard it myself and seen him. And it only took me several minutes to see him laughing about atheist children. He made fun of people on drugs, and he got really big laughs for quoting Christian cuss words. Yeah, these are the kind of words we tell our grandchildren not to say at all because they're not proper. Now, what I would ask anyone who knows a holy God, Jesus Christ, and who has ever read the Apostle Paul's words and teachings inspired by God, do they believe they would ever dare use silly, vile, crash comedians around the so-called holy house of God? That would be his people. Well, the answer is no. Yet modern pastors today seem very happy to scratch the itchy ears, 2 Timothy 4, of the people in their pews with such foolish, silly men. Now, no doubt, and I've had people tell me this, that those people that sit in the pews and pay for this, and modern pastors, will call this good, clean fun. Well, here's what I would ask you. What does the Holy God of Word say about such things as this foolishness and not being sober and being entertained by a comedian? Well, here you go. Some of God's Holy Word. Titus 2:12, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. How about Titus 2:6? Young men likewise also exhort to be sober-minded. How about Titus 2:4? That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands and love their children. How about Titus 2:2? That the aged man be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith and charity, and in patience. How about 1 Thess 5:8? But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and a helmet for the hope of salvation. 1 Thess 5:6, let us, therefore, not sleep, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Psalm 38:5, my wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. Psalm 5:5, the foolishness shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Ephesians 5, verse 4, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, that would be joking, which are not convenient, but rather giving thanks. How about 1 Peter 2:15? For so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may be put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Titus 3:3, for we ourselves were also sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures. That would be watching comedians. Living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. 1 Timothy 6:9, but they hate will be rich. Excuse me, let me rephrase that. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and unto many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Romans 1:21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Jesus Christ said this in Mark 7:20-23. He said, that which cometh out of the man that defileth a man, from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceitfulness, lasciviousness, an eye for an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evils come from within and defile the man. Proverbs 9:6. Forsake the foolish and live and go in the way of understanding. Proverbs 10:14. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. Proverbs 12:23. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. Proverbs 14:24. The crown of the wise is the riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. Proverbs 15:14. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the heart of fools feedeth on foolishness. And Proverbs 24:9. The thought of foolishness is sin, and the scorner is an abomination to men. You know, there's a lot more I could say from God's word, but I think that gives you a pretty good idea. God's word is true. What more could be said? The foolishness and silliness of comedians for entertainment in the so-called body of Christ is not to be among the true, holy, set-apart people of God. This is evidence, if you need more, that man-made religion, evangelicalism, is clearly not in line with God's word, his full truth, or holiness, but really more in line with tickling people's flesh. 2 Timothy 4, 2 Timothy 3. This is really quite sad. Actually, if you want to see an example of such a place that does such foolishness, go to don'tperish.com and go to our Unbiblical Teachers blog and look up Emmanuel Bible Church, modern pastor Jesse Johnson. Yep, they brought in a modern comedian, and they charge people $25 a seat to sit and listen to his foolishness. Not only are they bringing foolish men in, they're making money off of it. So I hope this has helped you to see there is no, oh, by the way, I look for scripture verses that say, bring in the jokesters, bring in the jesters, make us laugh, do foolishness before a holy God. I couldn't find any of those verses. So God's word is clear. If you need help in knowing the difference between man-made religion, evangelical denominationalism, all the cults out there, go to don'tperish.com, go to our teaching blog, go to our Unbiblical Teachers blog, go to our Spirit and Truth teaching blog, hundreds of articles. You're listening to an audio from John 4:24 radio, all there to help you with the biblical gospel that these places don't proclaim, the true New Testament body that these people don't teach, because the true New Testament body, Jesus nor Paul would have ever brought in a comedian. And we expose these false places. We teach the true New Testament body, and then we have to, because out of love, God's word, love of God's word and love of God's truth and love of our neighbor, we have to expose these false places. So that's the three things we do: biblical gospel, the true New Testament body, exposing the false ways of man. So thanks for listening. Till next time, read your Bible, pray for discernment, repent, believe the gospel, be made new, and let us know how we can help you. Have a glorious day. May God be praised.